This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:43 on a Friday. This is Bo Morgan. Call me Squid Billy. I call him Abraham Gordon. He's Abe Gordon. You want me to go John Fricke on you? Abe Gordon here, man of many hats. Because you do quite a few things. You host pregame for Atlanta United. You produce Andy and Randy. You host Abe TL.
Yeah.
You fill in sometimes.
I do.
So here. You're a man of many hats.
Don't forget college football game time.
That's right. That's right.
Final edition of game time Saturday.
Hey, what did you think of CBS cutting off old Gary Danielson in the middle of his little goodbye?
What did they cut to? Like evening news?
I believe it was a commercial, or maybe it was evening news. Yeah, it was something like I saw it on Twitter, and I was just like, I don't really care. I don't dislike hearing. I
like
it.
You want like a curmudgeon mean guy take? You're a professional. You have a heart out. Hit it. But that's obviously not like how I actually feel about it.
That's not his his specialty. I think a guy's been there like 20 years, something like that. You give him his moment.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If you're gonna say you're gonna give him his moment, give him his moment. That said, like talk about curmudgeon at times, Gary could be that. Dealing with him, but I tend to like hearing him. There's voices that they just sound right calling games, right? And hearing Gary Danielson break down an SEC game always sounded right. Do I think did I like everything he said? No, I don't think that's the case with anything. Do I think he was right about everything? I mean, I don't know. That's who am I to say? He played the game. I didn't. Guy was a pretty good player at Purdue at one point in time. But I did enjoy him and Brad, and I love Brad Nessler. And Brad thinks I've talked to Brad about Gary, and he thinks the world of Gary. So, got to go with that. And I know Brad listens sometimes. If you're listening to Brad, feel free to call in. We'll throw you on. We'll talk a little college football with you. I mean, maybe you can shed some light on Indiana, Oregon for us since you did the Big Ten this year. So, anyways, who do you blame for Georgia's loss? Or is it simply time to give credit to the other team because it's not always about blaming your coach or your coaches or your players?
Yeah, I don't know if blame is the right word here. I mean, I can diagnose why I was confident that Georgia would win and what fell apart in the game. And to me, that came down to the improvements we had seen on defense and the lack of what we saw defensively yesterday. I don't think that's anyone's fault. Maybe it was a mirage that we all kind of got suckered into over the past couple of weeks, right? You felt pretty good about how the defense performed against Alabama. Well, Alabama got pushed around yesterday. And so maybe you kind of overstated what Alabama was, and because of that, how Georgia was and how they fared other games down the stretch as well. We thought, and I don't think I'm alone in this, that Georgia had figured out some stuff defensively. They started to get pressure on quarterbacks, and they started to impact games on both sides of the ball, along with Thorson Woodring and the special teams, right?
Yeah.
That didn't happen yesterday for the most part. And I know they had the turnover fumble. And so, you know, I guess to some extent, what else are you going to ask from them? But that didn't happen as much yesterday. Or did it? And Chambliss rose to meet it because I do think there was pressure. I think many times Trinidad Chambliss escaped pressure and made plays.
Absolutely.
Whether it was a 4-yard gain or whether it was a 40-yard gain, I do give credit as much as I want to finger point at Georgia. I think you do have to give credit to a number of different things from Ole Miss. The quarterback play, standalone. Honestly, Pete Golding, Charlie Weiss Jr., some of the influx and what's going on there with the coaching staff, that didn't turn out to be a factor negatively for them. Although that's impressive. And to some extent, I think you just have to credit them for that.
I got two things because I want to get to both these for you. I don't know how long you need for mic'd up or abed up. But real quick, what do you think about – have you seen the story about the fact that Ole Miss could be basically without some of the coaches and the staff that they had last night? Because some – Charlie Weiss Jr. is the only guy that flew back to Oxford last night. Other guys had to go to Baton Rouge to get ready to hold transfer portal recruits.
Which opened at midnight.
Yes.
Officially.
I'm sorry, but if Lane Kiffin doesn't allow those guys to go do that and coach, it's to me, it is even worse of a look than the stuff he did leaving there.
I agree. I think ultimately they will. I also understand why he felt it important right now to have these guys for a couple of days. And that's something that Pete Golden got to deal with.
But I
think you're right. I think Lane does eventually will let them do what their previous and now kind of current job is.
I hope so, because if not, then I find it hard to believe he would have actually stayed through this entire run. And the team might have been better off for him not being there, to be real with you. They can almost be more unified and focused. And I give Charlie Weiss Jr. a lot of credit. The fact that he wanted to go, I think he wanted to follow Lane. I think that was a thing. But he might be proving that if he has the talent, he can do it on his own as an OC. Because it was a pretty good game plan, obviously, with him getting Trinidad rolling. Hot take. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Kalen DeBoer should fire Ryan Grubb as the offensive coordinator.
Disagree.
Tell me why.
Because Indiana's done that to a lot of teams this year.
Okay. Well, take a step back and think about the inability of an entire season of Alabama to run the football consistently. And at times, just lack of creativity in the run game. And to me, if you're Alabama and you can't run the football, it's not a recipe for winning college football games. Still to this day, it never has been. And I know Spurrier got a lot of knot that he wanted to throw it around, but you go back and look, and Spurrier believed in running the football. I mean, Fred Taylor is a Steve Spurrier product, if you don't remember. And in 97, Fred Taylor, when they were going in between Doug Johnson and Noah Brandeis and Jesse Palmer, you know what they had? A 1,000-yard rusher in Fred Taylor.
I think when I look at the games yesterday, what kind of reminds me is kind of a stark reminder, especially when some of the guys maybe aren't stepping up the way that they need to, is that you do still win in these games the old school way. With Ohio State, you've got Tate and Jeremiah Smith, and Jeremiah Smith had a huge game. Tate, quiet, didn't get it done. Bernard and Williams, those two guys combined, didn't get it done. The teams that did, the ones that mauled up front, the ones that did run the ball, like Indiana, it's just a reminder that you're still not at that stage where just two receivers can make the offense.
Yeah, look, and Ryan Williams to me is
a conundrum. What's going on? What's going on? He should be way better.
Well, and I think how much of that is the way he attacks the game on the field. At times it seems.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hesitant. It seems hesitant. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go and go, oh,
you think he's got his NFL future in mind? Like, from a physical perspective, hesitant? Not trying to make sure he doesn't get hurt, hesitant?
I don't know if it's about the NFL. I think he's a young kid. Remember,
Vic Beasley disease?
No. I'm not saying Ryan Williams doesn't love the game.
Okay.
What I'm saying is he plays like he wants to avoid contact at times. At times.
So Deion Sanders, but offense, which is a problem.
I don't like that comparison, but yes.
I'm trying to get you on one of these.
Yes, he just likes to avoid contact at all costs.
Mic'd Up / Abe'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We're down to it. Bo, we talked briefly about a marathon that I've got coming up. I have a race tomorrow. It'll be my last race between now and the Publix Full here in Atlanta, March 1st. That's the marathon I'm
Where's
doing.
Where's it at?
Here in Atlanta.
I know.
Starts down at Home Depot backyard and rolls all over the place. Rolls 26 miles. So
there you go. Thank you.
Kind of goes everywhere.
That's what I was at. Thank you.
I do have the polar opposite tomorrow. I got to go pick up my number. Polar opposite.
Do you run to a lake and you run into it at the intersection?
Nope. It's the reverse Peachtree.
Okay. Cool. All right.
But it's actual race team is polar opposite.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. But I'm stuck in it's not a conundrum. Everyone deals with it, all the runners out there. Do you know how crazy expensive running shoes are?
Yeah, actually, and I do. I believe it or not, I do. Do you have to get special ones? Like, do you pronate or anything? What's the opposite of pronate? The one where your ankles roll out?
Like, yeah, I'm not that scientific with it.
Okay.
I have chosen Hokas for my marathon shoe.
Wow,
but
really?
But I don't love the pair that I have right now.
Were you ever a Brooks guy?
I'm not, like, loyal to anything with the exception of, like, Hokas have been my distance shoe.
Okay.
But I bought new pair this morning online, a different pair of Hokas, because I don't really love the ones I have.
How much you spend?
I got them on sale, but they're $225 or $250.
Wow. Honestly,
and it's just like
I'm surprised you spent that much on shoes.
Well, I didn't spend that much. I got them on sale, but it's close to that.
So you spent $180. Okay.
I have to go back and look.
It's okay. We don't.
Deleted the email.
We don't. No, you didn't. But we don't. I'm not going to out you.
Well, it's
you.
In the app.
It's fine. I'm not going to out you. I'm not trying to be that way. How did you enjoy your cruise?
The cruise was great. Lot of drinking. I got that all out of the system, like
Good.
You said.
What's your drink on a cruise?
Honestly, I have different nights. And so I'll have either a whiskey night, a rum night, or a vodka night.
Do you only drink at night on the cruise?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Normally. My favorite cruise drinking night is the vodka night, because I start with Moscow Mules, have a bunch of those. I roll into like three or four vodka Red Bulls. And then a cruise is like the only time I do this, but I'll close the night out with like five White Russians.
So I'm not the only one at this radio station that'll drink a White Russian.
No, they're delicious.
Oh, I know.
I love White Russians.
But I just don't have them often.
I get crap on this radio show for drinking White Russians. Now, maybe the fact that I'm not afraid to drink a vodka cran either is kind of leads into it.
I don't have a problem with that. If that's your drink, I don't do that. But
I mean, I love a good White Russian. A White Russian is a phenomenal dessert drink.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. You can do it with whiskey, too, by the way.
Does it change names?
Well, I mean, it depends on if you want to change the name or not.
Or do you just order White Russian with bourbon?
Well, I normally just do the whiskey Russian at home.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I mean, this
is still
the way
Russian?
Huh?
It's not Russian anymore if you have whiskey. So a white Scotsman?
I might be working with the two most semantics at the radio station right now.
A Moscow Mule, when done with whiskey, you change the name to like a Kentucky Mule.
Yeah, it's a Kentucky Mule.
Yeah, then. I know.
Or if you're doing a Mexican Mule.
A Mexican Mule with tequila, yeah.
It's, okay.
I'm going to make you think.
No, it doesn't.
I just didn't know if it changed
I love
names.
You guys so much.
I don't know if I would like a White Russian with whiskey
it's
and not
still
vodka.
Good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
Whiskey and milk?
Well, the next time / first time I'm invited over to the Squidbilly household, I'll try one. You like that? Me forcing my way in?
You know what? Dude, you can come over whenever you want, man. Have at it. Even you get to maybe babysit a little bit. Who knows? All right, coming up next, we've got the wake-up call. I want you guys to call in at 404-726-0929. Give us your take on the UGA loss. Who do you think's to blame? Or if it's just give credit to Ole Miss. And what's your feeling on Falcons Saints on Sunday? Morning Shift, Sports Show 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.